This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Listen up, yo, my name is Jojo, and I'm here with Julia and the party crew to share with you. The Positivity Show on Otago Access Radio. It has interviews with special guests, anchor segments such as rapid fire questions and lots of songs. Brought to you by the Boom Boom Extreme Recycle Shopping Bags. So let's go, yo.
Welcome to the Positivity Show with our special guest, Olive. Hi, Olive.
Oh, hey, Julia.
Hi. We were wondering if you could share with our listeners a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm the owner of Patties and Cream here in Dunedin. I make ice cream. I run a business here in Dunedin where we have a food truck. We have a ice cream shop in Mornington, and then we have a diner down on George Street as well.
Oh, that is awesome. We were wondering, what inspired you to start Patties and Cream?
I've always loved food and loved serving people and loved being in a restaurant, and I worked quite a few years in town at a quite well-known restaurant, Nova, before I started Patties and Cream. And yeah, I went to America in 2016 and got inspired by going to an amazing ice cream operator up in Portland, Oregon, and came back and thought, I think this is what Dunedin needs. We need ice cream, lots of ice cream.
Yum, yum. I love all of the ice cream flavors.
Oh, I see a lot. I see you all the time.
Yeah. That is awesome. Why don't we have our first song break? Would you like to pick the first song?
Yeah. What do you want to play first? What's your... That's so cool. They're going to play some songs.
Yeah.
Are we going to play C-Matt first?
Okay.
Yeah, she's cool. She's like an Irish singer. I think if you ever watched like the Graham Norton Show, you might have seen her on the Graham Norton Show. That's how I like first saw her. She's very quirky, great stage presence. This is a pretty cool song, and it's about going to California.
Let's put it on.
Done.
New game, scrapping my life. It was you out back with the butter knife who took my parts, buried them with the dog. Not great, but what did I think that a bouncy castle Catholic could give to me but a little wedding god? So I'm working on a wreckage with nothing there to say.
Don't say it. show with the Party Lewis and Julia and Olive. Hi. Olive.
All the lemurs are ready to talk.
We hear that you make all of the ice cream. Can you tell us a bit more about this?
Yeah. We make ice cream like 5 days a week now. So we have a kitchen, just like one location where we just make the ice cream. When I first started out, I used to make all the ice cream just myself. But as we've gotten a little bit bigger, I've now got some people that work for me that also make ice cream. But yeah, so we get cream in our kitchen, we get milk, we're making all like our cakes that go inside the ice cream, all our sauces. So yeah, on the middle of summer, we can make up to like 2,000 litres of ice cream a week. So yeah, we're like really busy trying to keep on top of all the different flavours everyone wants so that we don't run out.
Yum! Do you have any favourite flavours that you make?
Yeah. Like I think every time we make a seasonal flavour or a new flavour, I always like, I think that's my favourite for like the time that we have it. We just recently did a red velvet cake one, which was for Mother's Day. That was delicious. It had like a cream cheese cooked into the ice cream milk, and then we handmade red velvet cake with a strawberry jam. But I have two that are always my favourite, to the point that I actually have it as a tattoo on my arm, and that's the mint chocolate and the coffee. I love those two. They're both delicious.
Yum! Jojo also quite likes the Bay Road peanut butter flavour one.
Yes, yum.
It is very delicious. I love it.
Yeah, that's very loyal of you to be supporting two Dunedin businesses at the same time with it being a Dunedin-made peanut butter too. And it's extra protein, so it's good for you.
a yum yum in the tum tum. What about you, Julia? What's your favourite flavour?
I think it was coconut and
Was it mango?
Mango.
Chili? Yeah. Lots of the staff, that's their favourite ones. That's a funny one because when we did it, I remember telling, like, I think it was like someone weird, like my accountant. I was like, oh, yeah, we got a new flavour. And he was like, oh, cool, what is it? And I was like, yeah, it's mango, coconut and chili. And he was like, what? Why are you putting chili in an ice cream? I was like, you just do the accounting. That's fine. I'll do the ice cream. But it's really good because it's got like a little bit of spice at the end, but it's like cold and spicy. It's yum.
Yeah. And I also quite like the strawberry flavoured.
Yeah, like strawberry and cream or the strawberry and coconut. We've got a couple actually. There's two, eh? Yeah.
I think I like both of them.
They taste really good. Like kind of summery and yummy. Yeah, we have a really nice raspberry white chocolate one. That's yummy too. It's got like a white chocolate crackle through it. Yeah, we try to use like all our fruit that we're using. We just do all these like seasonal flavours. So we'll get strawberries from Adam Mosgiel or Waimati and then just use like, just get, you know, local South Island, Lower South Island produce. Just to keep it like, you know, nice and fresh and delicious. So yeah, there's lots of yummy berry ones like boysenberry and raspberry white chocolate. And then yeah, all the stone fruit we use. We're just about to start making pear and blue cheese. So we've got lots of pears in the chiller. That's a controversial one though, because you know, some people are like, why are you putting blue cheese in the ice cream?
Yum yum. It's time for our next song break. Would you like to pick the next song?
Yeah, what's the next song that we're going to do? Should we play the, I can't never remember their name. They're an Australian band. They're called the Nancy and they've got like a rhyming name. What is it, Julia?
Nancy and the Jam Fancies?
Yeah, Nancy and the Jam Fancies is like kind of a silly name. I don't really know much about them. I just really like the song. It sounds like something from like, it sounds like a Dunedin song. But I think it's that like Melbourne kind of sound. Like, yeah, I really like. It's like it's a jam. It's good.
Or jam. Let's put it on, buddy, buddy.
Something changes a lot. Glow just blows in our heads again, like a screen on the wall, rejecting, just hides it all, forgetting. Will you forgive me again?
let yourself in, let yourself in. Oh, won't you come on?
Welcome back to the Positivity Show with the party crew and our awesome guest, Olive.
Oh, hey guys.
Hi, Olive. We heard that you have a diner as well. Can you tell us a bit more about the diner?
Yeah. So we've got it's almost 2 years now. We opened it in 2022. I can hardly remember years after COVID. It's weird, everything's a blur. But we opened the diner down on George Street, and it's kind of like, it's my original kind of dream of what I wanted to achieve when I first started Patties and Cream and the food truck, is wanting to do a restaurant and somewhere that you could get burgers and ice cream and you could sit in and have a meal, and, you know, it was like cool atmosphere and good music and, you know, like getting like, you know, all like the cool things that we've been doing over the years in one location is amazing. So yeah, we have that open. We just started doing 6 days a week, so we're now open on Tuesday evenings too. So we open from like 11:30 through till 10 PM at night. So we gotta be able to like get the lunchtime people coming in, and then we have afternoon people come in and have like afternoon snacks, and then we have like our all like dinner with burgers, and people come in and have dessert, and then we get lots of students in for scoops of ice cream. So yeah, it's about a 38 seater restaurant, so it's not like big, it's quite like nice and compact. And yeah, kind of like the idea was to do something that looked kind of like a little nod to a diner, but more in like a modern kind of theme. So yeah, it's like not this, you know, like sometimes you go to a diner and it might have like Czech black and red, like black and red tiles, and it would have like little sort of Coca-Cola signs, and it kind of be like that kind of cheesy sort of diner. But the kind of dream I had for a diner was like something that was kind of like a classy, kind of casual, cool place. So I'm super proud of the diner. It's awesome, and it's made the amount of ice cream we have to make like crazy now. So yeah. We've gone from having just two of us when we were first a food truck to have around 20 to 24 staff now. So yeah, it's a lot of people eating ice cream and burgers.
mm. Yum yum. We quite like the potato skins.
Yeah, I've seen you have the potato skins. I think that's when we were last talking. Yeah, it's cool. They're delicious. They're yum.
Yum yum.
Yeah. Sometimes you can have potato skins and ice cream at the same time. You can dip your potato skins into your ice cream.
Ooh, yum yum. And it's a good way to use parts of the potato that are usually chucked out.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. Yeah. Like it's like we do like your classic shoestring fries with like potato skins. Then we do kuma fries. I love kuma fry with like garlic salt. And then we also have, what else have we got that's potato-y as well? We do like a halloumi chips, which sounds like a chip, but it's like cheese that's crumbed. So yeah, lots of cool items that I've been looking at over the years, like just to have as like a cool range of sides.
Yum yum in the tum tum.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's a great spot. It's been crazy to go from just, you know, when someone comes up to the ice cream truck, like, you know, for the first couple of years, you know, you obviously just get them a burger, get them an ice cream, and then they go on. And then now it's kind of surreal sometimes to have like a restaurant, and yeah, it's like, you know, it's a testament to how, like, much hard work, like, all of us have done to get to this stage. But also just, like, how many customers love the business. Like, that makes me happy all the time. It's so cool.
Thank you very much, Olive. Would you like to pick another song for the next song break?
Yeah, 100%. Okay, so next song. So it's New Zealand Music Month at the moment, guys. You might know, because it being May. So I've found this album like a month or so ago. I reckon it's amazing. It's just a kind of short like EP by this woman called Billie Jean, and the song's called Heck. And yeah, it's a really great song. Enjoy.
Awesome. Let's put it on.
They keep asking me, Christopher, can you breathe down your own neck?
Thank you. Welcome back to the Positivity Show with the party crew and our special guest, Olive.
We're all here.
We just wanted to say thank you for being on the Positivity Show with us. You have been a really awesome, positive guest to have on.
Thanks, Julia. So nice to be on the show. It's such a cool thing to come and do. I'm super, super stoked.
Yeah. We really admired the positive vibes. Thank you very much.
I think it would be weird if you, like, you know, if you had an ice cream business and you were really grumpy. I think people would be really confused what was going on, eh?
So,
it's good to be naturally positive.
Well, it's the end of the show now. Thank you, Danita, for listening to the Positivity Show on Otago ACS Radio. And thank you very much, Olive, for joining us on the show.
Oh, thanks, Julia. It's been so nice to come and hang out with you and the llamas.
I feel like doing a little boogie-woogie song. Is it okay if I freestyle it?
Yeah, let's do a boogie-woogie. Let's go for it. Hit it.
My name is Jojo and I'm here on the Positivity Show with the crew. Yeah. Party, party, party. I am here with Olive. She is really cool. Yeah. She runs a really awesome shop called Patties and Cream. So if you are hungry for some ice cream, go to the Patties and Cream in Mornington. And if you really like diner food, then go. I highly recommend going to the Patties and Cream Diner with the crew. Yeah. Thank you, Olive, for being on our show.
Oh, man, that's so cool. That's awesome. That was like some natural rhyming. You're like, you've got a future. You need to start looking at some hip-hop. Let's get some beats down.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And don't worry if you missed the show. You can listen to the podcast on the Otago ACS Radio website. Thank you, Dunedin.
Thanks, Dunedin.
And thank you, Olive.
Thanks, Julia.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.